Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. You probably have heard of so-called speech codes at various colleges and universities in the United States. These un-American and unreasonable speech codes are attempts to be politically correct. They're supposed to stop hate speech. That means you are in trouble with your university, or perhaps even the law, if you discuss the sinfulness of homosexuality, the stupidity of the women's liberation movement, and the ridiculous behavior of other radical groups. There are two groups in this country that are exempt from speech codes, white men and those who call themselves Christians. You can make fun of both groups on television, in the newspapers, and elsewhere, and the speech cops seem to delight in it. But say anything about homosexuals or women's liberationists, and you are in deep trouble. Christians ought not to be surprised at such blatant disrespect for our beliefs and practices. God's people under the Jewish covenant were often persecuted and even killed, not because they had committed grievous crimes, but because they were God's people and were striving to live by His commands. Under the New Covenant, Stephen was stoned to death because he condemned the prejudice and anger of the Jewish people. Acts 7. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex or to afflict certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. Acts 12, 2. We must not forget the reason the Jews crucified our Lord. He did not endorse the conduct and the teaching of the scribes and the Pharisees. Matthew quotes Jesus as telling the men who were on the limited commission, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he endures to the end shall be saved." Matthew 10:22. I plan to return to that verse in a few moments, but please listen to two other verses from Matthew's Gospel. "They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." Matthew 24:9-10. I am aware that many who claim to be Christians are just plain obnoxious. But that, in my judgment, is the exception, not the rule. Jesus Christ has done more to soften and to elevate mankind than all the philosophers from Plato until the present time. So why will Christians be hated by all men for the Lord's sake? The Lord Jesus Christ Himself provides some insight into the question I have just raised. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. John 3:19. I could give you dozens of examples, but I have time to give you just one. Gospel preachers and other religious leaders for years have opposed the destructive liquor industry. I have preached dozens and dozens of sermons on the evils of strong drink. Do you know how the abominable liquor industry often responds to our opposition? In some cases, the people who make and sell beverage alcohol do their very best to destroy the reputations of those who speak out against this great evil. They do not hesitate to spread rumors about those who oppose their product. But they cannot keep faithful Christians from showing the damage strong drink does to the home and to society in general. I hate beverage alcohol, and by God's grace, will continue to preach against its use. When other people hate us for being Christians, there may be a temptation to compromise our beliefs and fall in with the fleeting fashions of the world. We may even be killed for standing up for our Lord. But Jesus assured us, "He who endures to the end shall be saved." Jesus made the same promise to the Smyrnaeans, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. Thank you for listening.